Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nurturer's Corner Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host for tonight, Jen Jones. I am hosting while Lady C is away ministering, and she will return to the show next Friday. So I am very excited to be on this call. We have a phenomenal special guest coming in, and tonight's show is going to be about gathering storytellers to affirmatively invoke change. So it's going to be some powerful, powerful power nuggets dropped tonight. We have a wonderful guest coming in tonight, and I am going to bring him in momentarily. Let me see if he is on the line. Oh, hello.
What's going on? What's going on? Hi. Live and direct from Seattle, Washington.
Yes, I am excited to have you on the show. We have our special guest speaker, Logic. Is it Amen or Amen? I want to make sure I'm saying it correctly.
It's neither. It's Amen.
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 All
like
right.
Amen. Yeah, Amen. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yes, ma'am.
So for those who, awesome, I'm so excited to have you on the show. So please briefly introduce yourself and, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what your organization and what you guys do.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show. My name is Logic Amen. The full name is Logic 7 a lot, Amen. What we have going on is basically a reflection of who I am as a human being. And when I say reflection of who I am as a human being, I say who I am as a person. And I'm an educator. I'm a father. I consider myself a raptivist, which is a rapper / activist. I consider myself an artist and a producer. But I also consider myself a healer. You know, and that's what the real party is all about, is being a healer. And most of the times when we look into the black and brown communities specifically, we are conditioned as men to hurt to heal. The first thing we want to do when we are hurting is, you know what I'm saying, is we want to hurt someone else to start our healing. Like if you call me up, it's like, yo, some people was messing with me and they're beefing with me. The first thing I want to do is like, oh, yeah, we're going to ride on those fools. Yo, we going to go get them. We going to go hurt them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What we got to understand, what the real party experience wants you to understand is that when you do that, when you seek to hurt, you're totally overlooking and being distracted by hurting when you have the person right in front of you that you need to heal.
Mm.
Like you're totally overlooking the person that said, man, I've been hurt by this person. And by you saying, man, I'm gonna hurt whoever hurts you, you're totally overlooking that person. The person you need to heal is right in front of you. The person that you need to concentrate your efforts and your energy, which is the inner God, G stands for God, is right in front of you. So that's what the Grills Party is about.
Nice. That is phenomenal. So what prompted you to create the Grill Party experience? What was like the aha moment to say, this is something that's needed in our community?
That's a good question. Well, and I've told this story so many times, is that I was the only male storyteller at the Wonder of Woman that was conducted by the visionary Veronica Vary. And she brought me in. I was a little intimidated because I was the only male, and there was a whole bunch of women, black and brown women, speaking on that day.
Mm-hmm.
After I was done with that world-class experience and that world-class event, I said, I have to do this for the men. But in order for the men to speak, the women have to give birth to their voices. Because there's no human being on the face of this earth that is able to speak without a woman giving birth to their voice. And we wanted to present that metaphorically, symbolically, what have you, with the Grill Party experience. So when you come to the Grill Party experience, which is going to be July 8th, you know what I'm saying, to the Columbia City Theater in, you know, Seattle, Washington, the women speak first to give birth to the men's voices. But we really want to concentrate and fixate ourselves on the men's voices, encouraging men to express their feelings, to go against the social conditioning that men are weak and feminine and all these other things. When they express their feelings, we want to give an outlet. Outlet in a safe and sacred place for men to express their feelings.
Nice. I think that is phenomenal. And I think that are you low just based only in Seattle, Washington, or are you taking this like a nationwide type of tour to open up this Grill Party experience in other locations?
Yeah, right now we're in Seattle. Right now.
Okay.
But I know it's going to catch
nice.
On. And I'm not going to tell you my visions and my goals, you know, financially and whatnot, what we want to happen, because I know it's going to happen, because I don't want you to be fixated on the money aspect of it.
Exactly.
But we definitely have
goals.
Jamie Elmore, who is our executive mentor and co-visionary of the Grill Party experience. Yeah. Her and I talk often about how we're going to take this nationwide, how in our grandest of visions, it will be global.
Nice. And I'm excited to learn more about this. So what is your vision for positively impacting communities using this Grill Experience movement for the remainder of this year, 2017?
That's a good question. What we want to do for the Grill Party experience is, see, a lot of people don't understand, is that we want to present the motto of how you can do it in your community, how you can do it in your church, how you can do it in your school, how you can do it in your community center, how you can do it in your home. You understand what I'm saying? Creating a sacred and safe place is not a hard thing to do. All you have to do is create group norms. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Expectations and standards. You know what I'm saying? Of communication. So what the Grill Party is doing is teaching people to come to a central location, which will be the Columbia City Theater, and we're showing you that this is what you do. You have a topic. You have an emphasis, and you talk about that. And the requirement is that people listen, because listening is an act of love. You feel me?
Yeah.
So people come and they listen, and you use that whole curriculum or that whole standard or that whole criteria or structure, and you take it into your home. And you go into your home, it's like, you have a child that's acting up. You have a family member that's acting up. Or you have a family member that doesn't feel heard. we're going to do a griot party at home. And what a griot is a West African word for storyteller or poet. And what they are is basically the cultural experience. So we're going to do a griot party. Now, when you bring it to your home, like people in your family, like, what does that mean? What it means is that you are going to tell your story in relation to what's going on to your life so we can understand how we help you. And I'm a principal, you know, in my profession. And I always tell kids, what just happened in the classroom? What happened on, you know what I'm saying, during lunchtime? What happened when you got into it with, you know, this, that, and the third? And they'd be like, ah, man, I don't even want to talk to you, Mr. I mean, no snitching, this, this, that, and the third. I say, you know what? If you refuse to tell your story, then you're refusing to be human. Because your story makes you human. And anyone that tries to deny you of your story denies you of your humanity. So what we're trying to do with the real part of the experience is teach people how to tell their stories so they can be human, so they can heal, so they can create safe places for people to feel what? Important. So I want people to walk away from this because I don't want to be selfish. I want to teach people how to fish. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. That's the big difference. Yes. I don't want to be selfish. I want to teach people how to fish. So when you come to the griot party experience, I want you to walk away with that energy, activate that energy, that inner God. So you know what? I want to do this in my home. That's why I set up with the griot party experience. Like when you go to the show tomorrow at the Columbia City Theater, that's called the official griot party experience. There was two or three house parties or rooftop parties that happened 2 weeks ago where there were open mics, where we get in a circle and we, you know, we have meditation and spiritual circles when we say, man, you know what I'm saying, who wants to be healed today? And people get on the mic and tell their story. So this is all about, you know, an accumulation, you know, of people's stories so they can heal.
Wow. So when you are, so when people, when you open up that opportunity to say, who wants to heal today? You know, how do you, is it that you find people very open to share their stories? Like, how do you open up a person who is resistant and who may need this experience to, you know, basically heal themselves and use this, the griot experience as a personal healer by sharing their story, by become, you know, opening up like their superhuman power to just express themselves, to say this is what's going on, and because I'm expressing, I'm healing. So how do you like open up that spacing so it can break down that resistance that someone may have to share their story?
Yeah, that's a good question. And the answer to that question is that you lead by example. If you want someone to heal through story, then you tell your story. Like, I can't make this up. Like, when Jamie, you know, I look up, she's like my big sister, you know what I'm saying? When she comes to the griot party experiences, she gets on the mic, and then, like, when we get on the mic, because, you know, I get on the mic, too, you know, and her and I are, like, are the front runners of this. And so it's like, oh, no one wants to grab the mic. Because what we're doing is we're asking people to open up their wounds. Like, you know what I'm saying? For some people, that seems inappropriate, especially in the black and brown community. Well, black folks are like, hey, man, you want me to talk about family stuff? Hey, man, what we say, we don't air our dirty laundry. What happens in this house stays in this house. So we're asking people to talk about what happens in the house, you know what I'm saying, that created these wounds so they have to tell stories to heal. So the first thing that we do, we tell stories. And I never forget the last house party we had. I welcome people into my house just to let people know that I'm real with people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Jamie starts telling her story about alopecia. And when I tell you, I look over to the couch, you know what I'm saying, and I see this black woman just crying, just uncontrollably, like it's just flowing out of her face just so naturally. And when we have the official griot parties, people in the, you know, come to the show, like I be having spies out there in the audience, and they come back and say, there's men, black and brown men, that come to the show and say, hey, man, I wasn't ready for this. I thought it was just a party. And it is a party because we're going to celebrate those stories and that healing after it's all said and done. But I literally hear from people, correspondents in the crowd saying, man, I was not ready for this. Like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, healing ain't never felt this good.
Yeah, and that's what you want people to walk away like, man, I needed this, right? So
right.
So when people come to these experiences, do you have, like, what does the atmosphere, like, really look like? You know, how do you open them up? Like, what is that, like, can you paint the picture of, like, what that atmosphere would look like? Because I am curious. I'm here in Chicago, so I'm excited for you to come on to Chicago for a griot party experience and just, you know, see, just be in the atmosphere to see what it's like and experience it for myself. So what does that look like for our listeners and our audience who may be curious?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I was invited to a dinner and the griot party came up. They were like, What is the griot party like? And I kid you not, I couldn't be any more accurate, but also awkward in my description of the griot party. It's the combination of a prom, a funeral, a wedding, a party, and graduation.
Wow.
Now, three of those events are probably the most, you know what I'm saying, prominent events for most, you know, people. And I say that when I say funeral, graduation, and wedding. You know what I'm saying? But it's also a party. It's also like prom night. To put it simply, it's a range of emotions.
Yeah.
Because all those events are like, you're happy you're still alive, but then you're also sad because time has passed and you can't make up for that. But then you're happy you're still alive and you want to celebrate that. But then again, you're a little bit sad because you don't know how much time you have on this earth. That's what a griot party is.
Yeah. Wow.
It's being happy. It's being happy that you're alive. But it's also remembering, and it's that mourning of like, but for me to be here longer on this planet Earth, then I need to understand that I'm not going to be here forever. So what can I do to extend my livelihood? To extend my existence here on Earth. It's that deep. I actually had a person tell me at the end of the griot party, I did not want the night to end, and when can we do it again? I can't make that up.
Yeah.
And that's the feeling that you get when you go to prom, when you go to graduation, when you go to a gala. You see what I'm saying? And that's what the griot party really wants to tap into. You know, we want to inspire you to create this on your own.
Wow. I am blown away. And oh my gosh, like, you have created a phenomenal movement. And I think, especially for our community, the African-American community, black and brown community, the minority community, just in a whole, like, we need this because it's so much healing that needs to take place. And I feel like that you have opened up that door for people to acknowledge, express, be comfortable, heal others. Like, you have just opened up that door, and I'm excited, I'm curious. You know, like, I'm inquisitive to know what's going on. Like, I just want to be, like, I'm looking forward to experiencing it for myself. So hurry up and expand, get here in Chicago. But you know what? Yes.
But you know what? You ain't got to come to Seattle to see the griot party. Because I can't make this up. In September 2017, griot party movie is premiering. And we're going to get this out. We're going to stream it. Yeah, man. It's going to be a movie. And the movie is going to be one part documentary. It's going to be one part music video. And it's going to be one part theatrical film.
So that's heavy.
Yeah, we're expanding. Yeah, it's going to be heavy.
That's heavy.
We're going to win some awards for this, what we're doing here. Seriously.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I see it. I'm envisioning that thing, and I am just, I am really looking forward to you, and I'm so excited that I was able to, you know, host tonight and just find out so much more about the movement that you have going on. So is it possible for others outside of your area to get involved with the Griot Experience movement?
Right.
And, you know, could you give them, like, ways and how can people find you on social media? Where can they find? Are you on YouTube? Can you give our listeners, like, information of where they can just find out more about the Griot Party Experience?
Yeah, that's a good question. And we made it very easy for you. And I want you to listen up because you've really seen sincerely, genuinely excited about this Griot Party Experience. And that's how most people are when I deliver the message to them. I want you to listen very carefully.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is log on to www.thegriotparty.com. GRIOTPARTY.com. All the links is up there. Trust me, when you log on to GriotParty.com and then you see the pictures and you click that link and it shows you the Griot Party trailer to the movie, oh my Lord, you're going to be like, I'm sold. Like, you're going to be like, what's next? And then you see the mini documentary of our group, because Black on Purpose is the house hip hop group of the Griot Party. You're like, how can I hear their music? It's phenomenal. You
house
know what I'm saying?
Purpose?
So, no, Black on Purpose.
Black on Purpose. Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, it's not an accident, you know what I'm saying? It's the deliberate, you know what I'm saying, action of, you know, recognizing the achievements of Black and brown people in the global community. That's what Black on Purpose is about. So check us out.
Yeah, definitely. So if you did not get that, I want to make sure that I have this website down, pat, www, is it W-E-G-R-I-O-T, G-R-I-O-T.
No. It's www.thegriotparty.com. Thegriotparty.com. 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 It's real easy.
Got you. I was hearing you wrong. Yeah. Everybody listening, please go to that website, check it out, get involved in any way possible, because you have something amazing. I think you are, this is going somewhere that's really big. Like I expressed earlier, this is needed in our community, especially in the city of Chicago. It's so much healing. I mean, just worldwide, globally, everywhere. But just making it, you know, home and the impact that it could have here in Chicago, wow. You're doing something amazing, and I'm just so honored to just be in this moment and hear about this. So, like, what advice do you have for those of us who desire to be a positive change agent like you are?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think if you desire to be a positive change, what you need to do is that you need to work on yourself first and make sure you're the best human being that you can be. And I call it being a professional human being, living life as a pro. You know what I mean? And you know what it is that you need to do to be a better person. And once you be that person, then you can lead as an example. And I would encourage every single person to read and write every day. But on top of that, listen to someone else's story every single day. And you'll be amazed of how much time it doesn't take to read and write every day and to listen to someone's story. You could take 5 minutes out of your day and listen to someone's story. You could take 5 minutes out of your day to read something. You could take 5 minutes out of your day to write about the story that you heard and what you read, and that's 15 minutes of a 24-hour day.
Wow. Powerful. Very powerful. What are some of the books that you like to read in, and how do you kind of get involved with listening to someone's story? So, like, let's say I'm out interacting, like, is it just talking to someone in the store and just saying, hey, like, you know, like, what does that look like? How do you get involved with someone to just listen?
You know, well, I'll ask I answer the last question first, and then I'll tell you about some of the books I read. You know, people tell their stories and they don't even say a word. People tell their stories and they don't even say a word. So the first part of seeing or knowing or reading someone's story is just observing without judgment, taking notes and reflecting on what you saw. It's very important that you observe a person's ways without making judgment, and you just reflect on what it means to you. And then some of the books, I'll say one of the most important books in my life was, and I'm just going to drop one on you, because I could go, I mean, if you walk into my house, there's books that, like, actually act as furniture in my house. I have thousands of books in my house. But there's one.
So you have
in particular.
Library.
Oh yeah, there's one in particular that you can get for a penny,
wow.
on Amazon, and that is How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Oh yes.
By Dale Carnegie. Go pick that up and read it. And it's something that you can take and you can modify according to your cultural experience and who you are racially, whatever. But that book is so powerful because it was written by a businessman who was trying to sell product, but you are a product. You are selling your character.
Yes.
And that book teaches you how to be sincere with it.
Wow. It was such a, it was such a pleasure having you on this show, and I am just so excited I'm just amazed that we were just able to connect via this show. Guys, if you listen in, it was so many powerful nuggets dropped in. Mr. Amin is like, he just dropped so many. He's such a positive change agent. Go to the website, thegrillparty.com. Get involved with his movement. Some of the nuggets that he dropped tonight is, one, you are a product. You sell your character. That's powerful, and that's something that I think
let me say something real quick, because if the Grio Party, you know, that you can get, but one of the easiest ways that you can get access to everything that I have is hit me up on Facebook. Like, I've been using Facebook as a main thing. So LOGICAMEN, like, that's the quickest way to really get embedded into what we got going on here in Seattle, Washington, with this Grio Party. Logic Amen. Just go on to Facebook, put my name in a search engine, hit me up, and start following me on Facebook. And then that's where it all happens. LOGICAMEN. Amen, like the end of a prayer. Logic Amen.
Yes, Logic Amen. On Facebook now, please go and follow him now. Get involved with the Grio Party experience. If you want, thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Nurturer's Corner Blog Talk Radio Show. Again, Lady C, the Nurturer, is ministering right now, so she will be back on next week, next Friday. So make sure you tune in at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, we have Mr. Logic Amen here, the founder of the Grio Party Experience. Oh my gosh. It was such a powerful blog.
Yeah, you killed it. You killed it as a substitute teacher. You killed it. Good job. Good work. Good work. You did good.
Yes. Thank you so much. You guys tune back in next week. It was such a pleasure. I'll talk to you soon.